In the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of the blessed month of Tuba. All the readings of the Sundays of the month of Tuba is about the enlightenment, because the main event that happened during this month was the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we understand that the sacrament of baptism is called the sacraments of the enlightenment. And today we have a very good example of how this man, the man born blind, was able to go through this overwhelming experience. After he regained his sight, he found himself in a situation where his parents said, we don't know, he is of full age, ask him. And the Pharisees started to bring him and interrogate him many, many times, trying to get like a confession for him that the man who did the miracle to him is a sinner, because he did this on the Sabbath. But the man said something which is very important, and this was the key how he was able to come through this experience. He said to them, one thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. He was able to go through the experience only because of his personal experience with God. What he tasted was able to save him. He is a sinner, I don't know. Whatever you say, I don't know if you are right or wrong. One thing I know, I was blind, now I see. His personal experience was the key for him to come out of all of this war that was launched against the man, and also was able to know the Lord at the end of the story and to worship him as the Son of God. We all need this personal experience with God. Unless God will become a person for each one of us, there is no way we can really know him. So why we need this personal experience? For many reasons. We will pick five of these five main reasons why we need this personal experience with the Lord. First of all, it is the strongest motive to follow him. Without our first-hand experience with the Lord, we cannot follow him. We will be like the people who are going in a flock, just going with the group. I know the people because they tell me we have to go to the church. I want to like go to the church with others. I'm just a follower of the group. I'm not following him because I do not know him as a person. One time we read in the Bible about Nathanael, one of the 12 disciples. He was invited to come and follow the Lord. And he said, is from the city of Nazareth. Anything will come good. And what they answered him was, they did not try to make a case. No, he's a good man. He has done this. They said to him one thing, come and see. Come and taste. Come and see yourself, and then you will be able to judge if it is worthy to follow the man or not. It is for all of us also to acquire this first-hand experience, to know him in person, and then after this, we will see if it is worthy going after him or not. We hesitate in following the Lord with a firm and a steadfast heart simply because of this mere reason that we do not know him as a person. We just hear about him. We follow others. And then after a while, we feel tired. We feel so much actually distracted. Anything coming in the way will take us away from him. I cannot set my heart and follow something unless I really know that he is there. He exists and he knows me, and I know him very well. So we need the personal experience first of all to be able to follow him. We cannot follow him unless we have this experience with him. The second thing is, our personal experience with him is what is to comfort us during the time of hardships. When we have tribulations, when things are going wrong with us, the only thing that can us to make us to stand this hard time is this experience. I know him, I know what he has done with me. I cannot give up on my friend now. I was blind, now I see. One of the martyrs, he was a patriarch, and he was requested to come and to deny Christ. Otherwise, they will behead him or they will torture him. And he said something very important. He said that I knew him for 80 years. And he never did anything wrong to me. Why now I should come and deny him? I will never be able to do this. His personal experience with God is what made him to pass the hardship, to go through the hard time and keep his faith and not to deny Christ. Sometimes things are going in our life, we don't understand what is going on. Things are going wrong and we feel like we are so much troubled. The only thing that can make us to go through this and pass this hard time in peace is what we remember as personal experience. I tasted how good is the Lord. I tasted him before many times. Even if now I do not understand, but I know him very well. He is not going to leave me by myself. I know there is an end for what I have now. I am sure that one day light will appear and the sun will come from behind the cloud. It is the personal experience that makes us to go through the hard time and we survive it. The third point, why we need the personal experience with the Lord, it is what makes our witness sound and persuasive. Go and speak whatever to the people about the Lord. If you don't have the experience with him, you will always be saying things which is not will never be able to touch the people's heart. That is why, knowing this fact, St. John, in the opening of his first epistle, he was telling the people what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, we have looked upon and our hands handled. This is what we are going to tell you about. I am going to tell you not about a story I heard. I will tell you about something I saw with my eye, I touched it with my hand, and I heard with my ear, with my ears. Now I'm coming to tell you what I experienced with him. If you want to witness truly to the Lord, if you really want to declare his name to the people around you, you have to have the experience yourself. You cannot just go and preach something you just heard it. I'm not sure. Really, God is as good as you say. This is what I heard from the people. This is not the way God wants us to witness to him. Want to witness, to make your witness sound and acceptable and persuasive, you have to touch, you have to hear, you have to taste, you have to have this first-hand experience. How can you speak about prayers if you never prayed, or if your prayers are going every now and then? How can we speak about how good is the Bible, how we are enlightened with the facts in it, if the Bible is something we just hear about it from other people? How can we speak about how good is fasting, how much we really benefit from, unless I really fast sincerely? I taste how good is all of these, so I can witness. It is the same. We cannot witness to the Lord. We cannot witness to his way. We cannot make a case for our children if we cannot make it ourselves. You teach them about how good is the Lord while you are lacking the relationship with him. This is not going to make any sense in their hearts. So the personal experience is needed so we can follow him, can comfort us during times of hardship. It makes our witness sound and persuasive. Our personal relationship with the Lord also is the anchor against devilish doubts. Many people will come against us and will say, God does not exist. We hear it now very common. It was not the case maybe like 100 years ago. The people were maybe worshiping idols, but they were not doubting if God exists or not. Yes, I might have a God and you have a God, but at the end we all agree that there is a God, some way, somehow. But now we can hear it, the people say, God does not exist. If God exists, why is this mess happening around us? The only thing that we can answer, really, and that makes us to stay and we are holding our belief is, one thing I know, I was blind, now I see. How can you tell me that he does not exist while I saw him, I touched him, I had experience with him? We cannot stand all of these doubts coming against us every day unless we have this personal experience. Let the people say whatever they say. Let them make a case with whatever proof and evidence. At the end of the day, how can you convince me that he does not exist while actually I know him very well? I tasted this. I touched this with my hand. I saw this with my eye. How can I ignore all of my experience and come to believe that suddenly God does not exist? It is the personal experience that makes us to sustain and to survive all of these doubts coming against us every single day. Again, we need our personal experience with the Lord as well, because it is the cornerstone in knowing and loving God. We cannot love somebody who is like a fairy tale. We cannot know about God and really we love Him. We have to know Him and love Him. If I ask you to love somebody and you didn't know him, and you really did not have this first-hand experience with him, you can say, okay, fine. Maybe I admire him. I admire the story. Yeah, this makes sense. The story that this man came, his name was Jesus, and he had all of this. It's very admirable. I admire him. But how can we love him? We have to know him. And to know him means we have to experience him. So now this, for all of us, this man who was born blind, and he regained in the same day his sight and his insight, he is giving us the key. You wanted to love God, you not want to know him, then you have to have this experience. One thing I know, I was blind and now I see. Come and taste. Come and try what the church is teaching us. Come to really, with a good heart, that I wanted to really do what the church is telling me to do in order to taste the Lord. And then you will be able to have this first-hand experience. Again, we cannot follow God. We cannot have comfort with Him. We cannot witness. We cannot, our faith cannot be sustained. We cannot know and love Him unless we will come to this first-hand experience. And we say, with the man born blind, one thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.